Welcome back to Talking Down the Son of the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. Parshas Va'era, we have at the very beginning of the Parsha a pasuk with an interesting pair of targumin. So we'll take a look at Perek Vav Pasuk Tes. Moshe is coming before the Bnei Yisrael after he has spoken to Hashem. He complained about his unsuccessful first attempt to get Paro to let the Jewish people go. He complains to Hashem. Hashem compares him to the Avos, as Chazal understand it, and says, the Avos had faith, and you just have to be a little patient, and you're going to see what I'm going to do, and go relay the message that I am coming to redeem the Jewish people from Egypt. And the pasuk says, "Tes v'yidaber Moshe kein al b'nei Yisrael." So he Moshe told this news to the B'nai Yisrael. He's told them the four lashonos of Geula, plus the fifth v'hevesi. He told them all about that. But the pasuk says, "V'lo shamu el Moshe." They did not listen to Moshe. Why not? Mikotzer ruach amevodah kasha, because of the kotzer ruach, which means the shortness or cut in half of ruach, either breath or perhaps spirit, umeavoda kashan, from the hard work. So Targum Yonas, Targum Onkelos over here, we'll start with Targum Onkelos, says that this mikotzer ruach, umeavoda kasha, is simply ma'ayak ruach, you know, tired of breath, and upulchana dahava kashe alehon, and the work was very hard for them, meaning they are exhausted. It's very, very hard for them to process any information. They don't have time for that. They're overworked already. They were overworked before, you know, things got even harder after Moshe's initial meeting with Paro, and they just don't have time to hear anything and process any information. Indeed, this seems to be the simple pshat. However, if we take a look at Targum Yonah, so we have something slightly different. So first it says mikpidus rucha, that this which also seems to be some sort of shortness of breath or shortness of spirit. Kapad is a lashon of like cutting, so that's fine. Umipulchana nuchra kasha dibidehon. So it translates avoda kasha, which we would say hard work, and which that's basically Targum Onkelos' translation. It says pulchana nuchra, which means in English we would translate that as work that is strange, foreign. In Hebrew though, we would call that avoda zara. So this avoda kasha is pulchana nuchra kasha dibidehon, this foreign worship or service that was hard, kasha, very hard, that was in their hands. So what is Targum Yonasan saying? What does this mean? So the Bir Yonasan actually quotes that some do understand it as pulchana nuchra, referring to avodah zarah, that they didn't listen because of the avodah zarah that was in their hands, that they were still attached to their avodah zarah. And that is a very fascinating point, that despite the oppression, despite the servitude, they were so attached to their avodah zarah that they weren't able to accept the monotheistic God, that Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They weren't ready to accept that, even if that would lead to a life of freedom, a life of happiness, a life of light. But because of their attachment and being really trapped and slaves to their mentality, slaves to their style of life, they wouldn't be able to break free. And therefore, they couldn't even hear about redemption. They couldn't hear about freedom, about light, because they were so involved and invested in their avodah zarah. A really amazing understanding of this Targum Yonasan. However, another pshat that is quoted, the Bir Yonasan quoting the Avas Yonasan, says that this avodah zarah doesn't mean avodah zarah in the typical sense. Pulchana nuchra is not avodah zarah. It means strange foreign service, labor, meaning that they were doing things that they didn't expect to do. And this is referring to a Gemara in Seches Sota, Yod Aleph Amud Beis, which says that the Mitzrim would switch the jobs for the men and the women, that there were jobs that men were much better at, for example, some of the lifting and carrying and building, and they gave those jobs to the women. And there were certain jobs for the that were typically women were better at. I don't know what it was. It might have been sewing or something along those lines. And they gave those jobs to the men, and the men were struggling. And if it was sewing, they're, you know, pricking their fingers with needles. And the jobs they had were just not suited for them. And because of this this pulchan anuchra, kasha dibidehon, which is very challenging in their hands that they had, they were not able to they wouldn't listen to Moshe. So with this understanding of the Avas Yonasan, that his understanding of the Targum Yonasan, what is that doing over here? That had something that Chazal seemed to understand took place earlier. That was an earlier part of the slave labor is the switching of the jobs. So why is that being mentioned here? Now, the answer could simply be that this is really Moshe's first encounter with the regular members of Klal Yisrael, right? Earlier in Parak Dalet, he is really interacting with the Zakenim that were gathered. It mentions the Am there, but Pashut Pshat seems to be that he's talking to the Zakenim. This is the first time he really interacts, you know, after coming to redeem them, that he's interacting with Klal Yisrael. He's trying to get their attention, make speeches to them, and they're not listening. So while the Zakenim maybe had a little bit of Menuchos and Nefesh to some degree and Yishuv Adas, that they were able to listen to Moshe earlier, but this was not so for the regular populace, not just when Paro made it harder, but even before that, because they were doing these jobs that were not fit tasks for them, and therefore it was very, very challenging. But still, it's interesting that Targum Yonasan would pick out this piece in particular, the fact that they had them doing different jobs. There were men doing women's jobs, women doing men's jobs, and that's the thing that made it so hard for them, that they were kotzeruach, and that's called avoda kasha, that they can't even listen to Moshe. So what's so significant about that piece? I'm not sure, but it could be that because of this foreign labor that was so not their forte that they were involved in, it could be that they were just hoping and focusing and davening that they could get back to the normal slave labor that they were used to. That they were saying, I don't want to do these women jobs anymore. I can't wait, please. I need freedom from the woman job and give me a man job. And the woman was saying vice versa. That she said, I can't carry these massive bricks anymore. Let me do something else. But they were looking forward to just being a different type of slave. That was all they lived up to. That's all they strived for. That's all they hoped for. So when Moshe comes in with these fanciful dreams about, you know, freedom, about chayrus, about going out and being able to serve Hashem properly and to live in Eretz Yisrael, the land of their forefathers. So that was something that wasn't even on their radar. They could not believe that such a thing existed, because all they dreamed of was getting out of their pulchan anuchra, of their foreign labor, and getting to a different labor. And it could be that's what was the problem here, that they had their aspirations were so low, the bar was set so low, and they didn't think beyond their slavery, which is similar to what we said before, the other pshat in the Targum Yonasan, that it's a Avodah Zarah and being trapped in the Avodah Zarah. But the message we have to take out of this is a message of believing in the goodness that Hashem has for us, to have emuna, to dream big, to dream about the incredible things that Hashem could do, right? We say, and we're going to say this, the Shabbos, Misha Asa Nisim, Lavosenu, that was the one who made Nisim for our forefathers. He took them Me'avdus Lachirus. So we try to keep that faith going. Hu Yigal Osama Bikarov, that he can do the same thing for us, but we shouldn't settle for, you know, a life of servitude, a life of slavery. We have to be realistic to some degree. We have to be practical, but we have to dream big and believe that Hashem is capable of everything. And that's what would have given them, if they would have been open-minded to some degree, to see beyond their being slaves to their Avodah Zarah, or beyond being slaves to their current situation, to their current task, to see beyond that and say, maybe we could be Avdei Hashem. So that was something that they didn't dream in. And because of that, when Moshe comes and tells them this, Velo Shamuel Moshe, they couldn't do it because of this Kotze Ruach and Avodah Kasha, maybe Zocha, to have this Emunah and to believe, and to believe big and dream big. And reach Hashem, we should be Zocha for Hashem to bring us to tremendous Geula. Have a beautiful Shabbos and a good Chodesh.